I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Pakistan, where a Christian school headmaster is now free. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Parvez Masih was behind bars for 5 years, falsely charged under the country's blasphemy laws. Unfortunately, Nettleton says, many use the law as a weapon. But ministry continues.
Christians, obviously, they know they're facing persecution. They know that this law is out there. They just have to be cautious and be graceful in the way they communicate, while at the same time being very clear with the message of the gospel, being very clear about what they believe.
Next, after suffering through 8 years as a Jokosi slave in idol shrines in Ghana, West Africa, a young woman named Esther was finally liberated. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says this former slave is now ministering to other slaves. They helped Esther complete her high school education and get informal Bible training, and Rouster says she's putting that training to good use.
She's now a deaconess in her local church. She's been a Sunday school teacher. She's led her parents to Christ, who were idol worshipers. Now she is on staff with Every Child Ministries, and she is helping other slaves as a counselor and a Bible teacher.
And a third of residents in Mayulabo, Indonesia, were killed in the December 2004 tsunami and resulting earthquake. Since then, Food for the Hungry has been in the region helping to rebuild Mayulabo in partnership with the U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona. Food for the Hungry team is currently there, helping with education and employment needs and assessing the redevelopment effort. It's all in response to God's call to meet people's physical and spiritual needs. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.